Can't wait till we get to that gambling deck. I got a new system that can't lose.
This man could be my father.
You're at least related within 10 generations.
I hope you're his father, for his sake.
Aurelian Noman?
They're on a blood trail.
Clear the floor!
It's been 12 sectons since Baltar's surrender, and our encounter with the advanced race, the mysterious ones who gave us coordinates which presumably would guide us to the planet Earth. No reference of time seems apparent in the curious directions, so it's impossible to know whether we can expect to find Earth tomorrow or many yarns from now. But our scouts have located increased signs of the trail taken by our ancestors, the 13th crime. In my heart, I feel we're getting close. Celebrations are everywhere. Our people's expectations grow with every passing centaur, and we've given our weary combat pilots time for leisure and rejuvenation. Food, water, and hope.
I can't wait till we get to that gambling deck. I got a new system that can't lose.
Can't lose?
Nope.
The gaming chancery on pennies.
That's not fair.
I didn't think so either, especially since I lost a sectons pay betting your last system.
Yeah. I know it went wrong.
So do I. I lost a sectons pay.
Canera Shuttle, this is Rising Star Approach Control. You are number 2 in the docking pattern.
Optimistic that we have eluded any Cylon pursuit in this star quadrant.
Reports that the Galactica has granted furlongs to some of her squadrons would seem to support that. Good news for a change, Zed.
Stay tuned after this message for Zara's closing feature on the Warrior of the Centaur.
The survival of our fleet depends upon the dedication and quality of our warriors.
All passengers must have their transportation packets.
But we still need a few good men and women. If you're between 16 and 46 yards and not presently serving in a highly critical civilian occupation, you should consider becoming a colonial warrior. If you want to become part of the team that's defending the fleet, request an open channel to Galactica Recruitment. We need you.
Please welcome with me Lieutenant Starbuck. Hello.
Please.
Exactly how old are you, Lieutenant?
I don't know.
Oh, well, I realize that you must be very nervous, but surely you can
have
remember your age.
Have your transportation buckets ready, please.
I'm an orphan.
All passengers must have their transportation buckets.
I was found wandering in the thorn forest on Caprica. So I really don't know how old I am.
Transportation buckets, please.
Well, I used to think that, but after the Cylons annihilated the colonies, most everybody I know lost some member of their family, and not having a family to lose, I guess, in a way,
sir.
I was lucky.
We're making a mistake with that program.
Sir, we're 15 centons away from docking. And
I'm in charge of Interfleet Broadcasting.
You run the ISB?
Well, actually, just the news and interviews. You see, interviewing warriors isn't enough. This fleet has thousands of civilians whose contributions are every bit as important as any warriors. Unless we need you. Well, take you, for example. I'll wager you have more responsibilities than just walking around here picking up these ducats.
I sure do. I'm responsible for vehicle maintenance. And just keeping this Ulta flying with hand-me-down parts is a full-time job in itself.
Precisely my point. We should be interviewing people like you on IFB. People who serve with our glory. By the Lilium Moons, we should interview you.
Me?
As soon as you're off duty, report to the Comtel ship. I want Zara to interview you for our next broadcast. We'll call it The Unsung Heroes of Centaur. How's that sound?
It sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you. I gave you my ducat, remember?
Oh, yes, sure. Rising star in 10 centons. Have your ducats ready.
My parents probably perished in the Cylon raid on Umbra. It was a little agro city on the edge of the Thorn Forest. It was destroyed in a sneak attack in 7322. Thousands of children were found wandering in the forest afterwards, and I was one of them.
Why don't you go ahead without me?
I'll join you in a centum.
What's wrong?
Flower, I seem to have misplaced my wallet. Probably dropped it on the Canaris. You better just don't worry about me. I'll be fine.
I do no such thing. I have plenty of Marcos and Cubits. Even some Orion checks. Here, you take some.
Cyrus Blassi. As a gentleman, I cannot possibly accept currency from a lady, especially a Cyrus.
As a Cyrus, I insist.
Well, if you put it that way, of course I accept, on one condition, and that is that you return with me to my billet this very night, so I may repay you.
Oh, why, of course. If you feel that strongly about it, naturally I shall return with you. So you can repay me.
Thank you. Shall we go in?
Stay clear of my ion trail. I'm locking on targets.
Hey, hold it, Jolly. Jolly, look, I thought you were going to go get some food.
I see all the food I need.
Well, I guess they're occupied for the rest of the furlong.
Starbuck, I am not losing another Sectons pay.
But how would you like to win another Sectons pay? I want to watch this.
Noman?
I knew we had some among the survivors, but I never heard of them mixing with the other colonists.
They don't. Unless they're on a blood trail.
Relax, folks. There's nothing to be concerned about here. These fellow voyagers are only here to enjoy themselves, just like the rest of us.
Right?
Cyrus, I wonder if you'd be so kind as to excuse me for a moment. I actually shuttled here on business. It won't take long.
Oh, I do hope it's not interviewing those young female warriors.
Oh, let me assure you, I find a woman who has experienced life much more attractive than mere youth. I won't be long, promise.
How long before they blow?
He is young. He activated them by accident.
Have him deactivate them.
He can't deactivate them. Once drawn, they have to be used or they reach critical mass and explode. How much time?
50 microns.
Vertical supporter. Borrelian gnomon don't draw laser bowls by accident.
I said he is young. The drink and the music have excited him, that is all. It will not happen again.
Well, that's a fact, sir. Because if you're staying here, these weapons are coming off.
It is against our code to be unarmed.
You should have thought of that before you got excited.
And we should have known better than to mix with other colonists. We will await transportation back to our ship in the docking lounge. This fool is of your blood. I hold you responsible.
I accept the burden, Fortaba, and vow we will bring the prey down.
Tell me something I do not know, Bora. Like how a Borrelian gnomon could break the code by drawing his weapon without thinking.
Maga, I saw that jackal Captain Dimitri.
Your lack of discipline is disgusting. You are a warrior of the code. A gnomon. Very name strikes like a Scorpius at the heart of others. For we alone survived in the land of the Mega Sun and the Endless Sands, and we alone shall survive this trek through the stars if we keep the code.
I'm sorry.
If you wish to apologize, Taba, do it after you've been punished. If you survive.
I'll hover with these.
Everything above a half pyramid wins.
Stick with me, buddy. I'm telling you, this system can't lose.
Evening's young, Starbuck.
Yeah, trouble with you is a lack of faith.
No, just an overabundance of experience with your systems.
Build me, please. I'll have it with this.
Build me.
I'll hover with this.
Pardon me. I realize it's no concern of mine, but the system you're playing has one flaw.
Flaw?
The odds are 3-1 against the dealer holding a capstone. But if she is, you can't win. And your system doesn't consider that. I thought you ought to know.
Thanks. Okay.
Capstone and full pyramid. No winners.
Can't lose, huh? Well, system has one little flaw. I'll work it out. Thanks.
Chameleon.
Chameleon. I'm Starbuck, and this is my conscience, Apollo.
Now, you just saved me an early shuttle home listening to all the reasons why his system should have worked.
I'd be honored if the officers would permit me to purchase a drink.
I think I've got it figured out.
That's a wonderful idea.
Starbuck?
Look, I'll come on, Starbuck.
Watch. Catch your hand, okay?
There's the Fletcher Mayo run over the head of Argus and off the wall into the corner.
Patience, Border. Patience. He can't stay in there forever.
The deflection sends it spinning off the left wall of Argus. He makes a move to pass.
Chameleon, I thought I was the one that discovered this system.
Lieutenant, I'm afraid I was using it on Caprica when you were still in swaddling. Although, I must say, I never met anyone else who played it.
If it exists, Starbuck will play it. Are you a professional wager?
I was, long ago. Now I'm a genetic tracer.
I've never heard of that.
Few people have. It's rather a new science. You see, the annihilation of our colonies left thousands of nameless orphans. My task is to unite them with blood relatives who have also survived.
But, that's impossible.
Difficult, Lieutenant Starbuck, but not impossible. If I have a reason to believe such a relationship exists, there are genetic tests to confirm or deny it.
You mean you can test everyone in the fleet and tell who's related to who?
Theoretically, yes, but it would take thousands of yarns. The procedure requires taking neurological cell samples from both subjects and putting them through rather technical tests. It's
fascinating. How did you ever switch from a professional wager to a genetic tracer? They seem light yarns apart.
I did it out of necessity, Captain. You see, I was badly injured in one of the first Cylon raids on Caprica. For 5 yarns, I was a traumatic amnesiac. And upon recovering, I learned that my wife had been killed in that raid. Evidently, my baby son had escaped. I tried to find him.
Did you ever find him?
No, Starbuck, I never did.
Well, just where and... when did this raid take place?
Well, you've probably never heard of it. It occurred near the Capucan Thorn Forest at an agro community called Umbra. Lieutenant, what's wrong?
I was orphaned in the raid on Umbra.
Were you? To say the least, this is an incredible coincidence.
Chameleon?
Now, before you go any further, let me say there were nearly 3,000 children orphaned in that raid. The chances of you being my son are astronomically low.
Yes, but...
there is a chance.
Starbuck, this is wonderful.
But don't get over-enthused.
Apollo, this man could be my father.
The key words, buddy, are could be.
Look, I know the odds are against it, but... we have a way of finding out. We can take the test.
when a facility is available. Our waiting list on the orphan ship is yarn long. I can't ethically put us ahead of those toddlers, you know.
No, of course not.
However, we could do a hemotype and an iris cone count. It's very crude. It would match up hundreds of even thousands of people, but it's a beginning.
I thought you said the facilities were overloaded.
To be perfectly honest, Captain, there's a chance you may have the very equipment we need on the Galactica.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
Okay.
I'll order up the shuttle. Well, you can finish your drinks.
Well, where do we begin?
How about with your birth? Or rather, my son's birth.
Well, shuttle's on his way.
Good.
This Furlon is turning into one surprise after another, Apollo.
What's the matter?
I just had a run-in with some Borrelian gnomon.
Borrelian gnomon here on the Rising Star?
One of them accidentally plucked one of those laser bowls they carry and had to expend the energy on that collar.
What'd you call security?
No, I think it was accidental. Anyway, they agreed to leave on the next shuttle.
Well, they didn't.
They what?
They didn't leave. The Canaris has come and gone. They're still sitting in the docking lounge. I'm telling you, Boomer, I think they're on a blood trail.
All right, you get security.
I gave you a chance, and you're still here. Explain.
By what authority do you question us, Lieutenant? Are we not humans? Are we not members of this fleet with equal rights and privileges?
Yes, unless you abuse them. This officer let you off lightly, then you lied to him.
He insulted you. If he had, he would be dead. It is you who have insulted me.
Twice.
You must answer to the code. Your name will be stricken from the roster of the Gnomon. Do with him as you wish. To me, he no longer exists.
Galactica shuttle now ready for immediate boarding.
This matter is to be held for security council hearing. I'll file a complaint.
And you still haven't answered my question. Why didn't you leave?
We did not leave because the Canaris was full. We're waiting for the next shuttle. It is that simple.
And you're not on a blood trail?
We would not be returning to our ship if we were. There is much we can learn from one another, Lieutenant. Not the least of which is trust.
Listen, have you ever smoked fumarellas?
No.
Now, Paul, let's go. A shuttle's here.
You're out with you, Starver.
Perhaps you're right. In time.
I do not question, Maga. Only ask enlightenment. Speak. Taba broke our code and must be punished, but why at the hands of these weak colonial warriors? Kill these warriors and others will follow to our ship. We will fight them to the death. They are weak, but they are many. In time. But now we must have the patience of the Scorpius. And you forget. We are on the blood trail. You speak wisely, as usual. Our prey has found protection with the warrior called Starbuck. What if he speaks of even the little he knows? He cannot.
without incriminating himself. No, he feels safe, and so he will remain silent. And that will be his death. If we can get on board the Galactica, we will get on the Galactica.
Full warrior's compensation from the Centaur you enlist. If you want to become part of the team that's defending the fleet, request an open channel to Galactica recruitment. We need you.
I think it's wonderful. After all these Yarens, to finally find his father. It's a miracle.
Maybe.
All right, I'll get it.
Look, it didn't connect until I saw Chameleon with Starbuck. But when that young gnomon plucked those laser balls, I could swear he was looking straight at Chameleon.
The gnomon did what?
We'll explain it later. You think they're on a blood trail? And after Chameleon?
Maybe, I don't know.
Well, even if the gnomon were after him, he's safe now, and I really don't see what that has to do with him being Starbuck's father. Maybe being Starbuck's father.
If he was running from the gnomon, he needs protection.
And we just escorted him off the rising star.
Cyrus Blassi seemed quite disappointed. Naturally, when I explained the circumstances, she understood.
And you just met this Cyrus?
Yes. Why?
We've got to be related.
Oh.
Galactica shuttle returning from the rising star. You are cleared for landing.
It's finished.
Yes? Well?
Well, you're both from the same planet. And from the same tribe. And you're at least related within 10 generations.
Yeah!
Now, Starbuck, there are at least 100 men aboard the fleet that could match you both on these tests. It's not scientifically conclusive.
I'm happy for both of you. Can you do the genetic tests?
Yes, immediately. If these two are up to it. I think Mr. Chameleon could use some rest, though.
No, let's begin at once, please.
All right. This way, gentlemen. And you too, Starbuck.
This will be an informal council. If anyone has anything to say, let them feel free to say it. Apollo, what did Jolly tell you?
He said the gnomon got on the next shuttle like they said they would.
What about the man who's detained?
He's still insisting that it was an accident and that it was just too much excitement and drink.
If these gnomon were after Chameleon, why didn't he just ask for your protection?
I don't know. Maybe he couldn't for some reason.
All right, say he couldn't. Say this whole thing is all just really some sort of a con. Why is he so anxious to take this test? I think he'd want to delay it as long as possible so he could remain aboard the Galactica.
I'm beginning to feel like Aquinas's Atrum.
Makes two of us.
Has anyone ever thought of checking out Chameleon's story?
How do you check out something he claimed happened 20 yarns ago in Caprica?
Well, you could start by asking Colonel Todd to run a routine security check with discretion. I'm not sure Starbuck would understand.
Father, you don't share my concern, do you?
Apollo, I wasn't there. But if you believe this man is using Starbuck, then you must act on your belief.
Well, I guess a security check is about all we can do.
Is that really necessary?
You could always confront Chameleon with your concerns.
Father, I'd be practically calling the man a liar.
Not practically.
Well, if he's telling the truth, he'll understand. And if he's not telling the truth, I wouldn't worry too much about his feelings.
Don't look at me. I happen to believe the man.
Well, I'd rather be on patrol. I'm with you.
Sheba, would you ask Colonel Ty to run the security check?
All right, I will.
Welcome aboard the Galactica. Most of you have never set foot on the deck of a battle star before, and it's normal to find it a bit overwhelming. We don't want you lost on your first day aboard. So Flight Officer Omega will escort you to recruit quarters. Omega?
Follow me, please.
This isn't going to hurt, is it?
My hero.
No, I just want to know what you're going to do.
I am going to extract a neurocell.
A brain cell?
Mm-hmm.
From my head? And it isn't dangerous.
Only if there's nothing in there to extract.
Cute.
Starbuck, you won't feel a thing, I promise you. And this finite laser extractor is going to withdraw the image, just the image of a single neurocell without even breaking the epidermis layer on your head.
Well, that still sounds dangerous. How's it going?
Well, I'm just about ready.
Look, Cassiopeia, can you hold Starbuck here after the test? Boomer and I want a word with Chameleon alone.
Sure. What's going on, Apollo?
Nothing really, just some routine questions.
Apollo, you know I have more than just a medical interest in Starbuck.
Cassiopeia, there's a chance that Chameleon is pulling a hoax.
That's just a chance, but we'd like to check it out.
Oh, God, I hope you're wrong.
Cassiopeia reminds me of your mother. Sorry, my wife. Same eyes, same hair, sense of humor.
Really? Is she a lot like her?
Quite a lot. Why?
Well, I never told this to anyone before. Not even Apollo. But, Cassiopeia is the only woman I ever considered, the only one I ever considered getting sealed to. Someday, maybe, when we find Earth. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know.
Find yourselves a bunk. This will be your quarters during training. We'll issue your uniforms and start your physical and mental test after sleep period. You're going to be very busy, so try and get some rest. Corporal Lomas has the watch in this compartment. Corporal?
Now, if you have any questions, I'm here to assist you. Yes?
We have a friend. A warrior who saved our lives during the escape from the colonies. Would his quarters be near here?
What's his name?
Starbuck. Lieutenant Starbuck.
Lieutenant Starbuck is billeted with the Blue Squadron on Beta Deck, but they're all on Furlon. Besides, as recruits, you're required to stay in this area until your security clearances are completed. If you want, I'd be glad to get a message to Lieutenant Starbuck.
No. We would rather surprise him.
You thought I concocted a story about losing a son just so I could get off the Rising Star with a warrior?
I was in the Astral Lounge when that Borrelian gnomon plucked a pair of laser bowls. And it looked like they might be after you.
Yes, they may have been after me. You see, they had a child they said was their nephew. The genetic test I conducted proved them wrong.
And they're after you for that?
I don't know, but considering how volatile they are, it is possible.
But why didn't you report this to Fleet Security?
Report what? They've done nothing to harm me.
Then you didn't feel the need for warrior protection?
No, not really.
Chameleon, we're very sorry. We were just concerned about Starbuck being used.
He must be a fine young man to have such wonderful friends.
To a positive match.
Yes?
We need a room to pray in. Our code requires that we pray in private. A small room will do.
I'm sorry, all recruits are restricted to quarters until security checks are conducted.
Are you denying us our religious freedom?
No, but you have to stay here. Those are the orders.
If we do not pray in private, it is an unpardonable sin.
I suppose you could use the supply compartment.
Any room will do, so long as it is private.
I don't know how in Hades you guys are ever going to make warriors.
We are warriors.
Apollo! Boomer! Hi. You see my father?
We just left Chameleon in the officers' club.
Apollo, that security check on Chameleon just came through.
What security check?
Starbuck, let me explain.
Explain? Sure, go ahead.
When we met this, Chameleon on the Rising Star...
You started throwing ice water on the idea that he might be my father.
Hold it, Starbuck. We had our reasons.
Ah. You too, buddy.
It's not Boomer, it's me. I didn't know the man. I thought it might be a good idea to run a security check.
Want to know the trouble with you? You don't have faith in anyone or anything except yourself.
What is going on?
The end of a friendship. Captain, Lieutenant, I'll be with my father if you want to count the mess hall silver. Otherwise, stay clear of me.
His father?
There is a remote chance that Chameleon is Starbuck's father.
That is very interesting. Because according to fleet records, this Chameleon doesn't exist.
Then who is he?
Whoever he is, he's lying.
But what could he want?
Protection from those Nomen.
Where are they?
Recruitment quarters in sleep period.
Alert the crewmen on duty.
Right.
Nomen aboard the Galactica?
They came in the last batch of recruits.
Colonel, duty desk in recruit quarters doesn't answer.
Get security down there at once. Once you find Starbuck and Chameleon, put them in protective custody until those Nomen are located.
Sir.
Can we help you, crewmen?
We're trying to find Lieutenant Starbuck. Orders.
Oh, well, he's on furlong.
No, he's back. I saw him heading down to Launch Bay Alpha with some civilian.
Arcs boost, main thrusters, and this is the switch to the laser generators. When it's on, press that little baby, and you unleash millions of voltons of firepower.
Incredible. I can only imagine what it must be like streaking through the stars with your own fate in your very own hands.
I tell you, Arthur, that's something.
Ah, yes, there's nothing quite like it in the universe. I miss it.
What do you mean?
Well, I know the tests are going to be positive. And I'm going to make up to you for all the yarns we've lost.
Starbuck, I should be saying that.
No, you spent your life trying to find me. I owe you.
My dear boy, you really don't know anything about me.
That's why I'm resigning from the service.
Resigning?
I want to get to know you. We've got a lot of catching up to do, and I can't do that if I'm shuttling over to the orphan ship between alerts.
But they need you on the Galactica.
Ah. They got a lot of hot pilots. They don't need me. Besides, it's time I did something meaningful with my life.
Meaningful? Well, what could be more important than defending the fleet?
Reuniting babies with their families? Your work is so much more important than mine. You work with life, not death, and I want to help you. We'll be a great team.
Son, you make me feel very proud. You do. And very insignificant.
Insignificant.
Look. The truth of the matter is...
What the hangar crew's doing down here when the squadron's on furlong?
They don't look like the hangar crew to me.
What's going on?
Where is he?
Where's who?
The Jackal, Captain Dimitri.
There's no Captain Dimitri here, just me. I'm going to ask you one more time, what's going on?
A blood hunt, Lieutenant.
Father'd be crazy enough to fire a laser in a launch tube.
They're in the launch tube.
What happened?
Well, some gnomon dressed like hangar crew came after me.
Better get some med techs down here. Don't ask me how, but these two survived.
They're on a blood hunt after some Captain Dimitri. I don't know a Dimitri on the Galactica. Do you?
I'm Captain Dimitri, sort of.
In one of his various occupations, he discovered that the gnomon were hoarding everything from medicine to laser generators. They had enough spare parts there to build a complete Viper. So he pretended to be Captain Dimitri.
Of the livestock ship.
That's right. They paid him to slip them enough livestock to live on for Yarns. And when they found out that he'd conned them, they went on a blood hunt.
A twisted code of theirs.
Yeah. And you were right. He was just using me to get off the Rising Star.
Starbuck, we're sorry.
Apollo, Boomer, I'm the one who owes you both an apology.
Yeah, I really wish you could have been your father.
Starbuck, we all do.
I don't know. I'm a little old to start breaking in a father now.
Where's Chameleon? It's positive. The test results, they're positive.
Positive?
positive.
Oh, I can't wait to tell Starbuck. We've got to find him.
No, you made a mistake. It's negative.
No, no, I've got it all here. It's positive.
Cassiopeia, it has to be negative. If it isn't, Starbuck will give up everything he loves. His career, his friends, even you. And for what? To try and recapture with an old fool who's never done a straight thing in his life. Yarns that are gone forever. For his sake, please. It has to be negative.
You're his father.
But if he doesn't know that, perhaps I can be his friend. I can be a very good friend. And after 20 yarns, isn't that more important?
But you will tell him someday?
Someday. Maybe the day he gets sealed.
Starbuck? Sealed? Never.
Oh, I'm not so sure.
We've been discussing what to do about you.
I suppose that could be a problem.
Well, in a way, thanks to you, we've put an end to our internal problem. However,
I could just go back doing what I was doing. Oh, I don't suppose I could.
Chameleon. Is that your real name?
Yes, it is.
Good, because we have been bombarded with messages from Osiris Blassie on the senior ship. And we told her the circumstances, but she's willing to accept all responsibility for your rehabilitation.
Commander, if I may, I don't think that...
It is so ordered.
Chameleon. You were in a tight spot. You did what you had to do.
Sorry.
No hard feelings.
Thanks. Thank you.
Look, I've grown kind of attached. I wonder if I might see you now and then.
Oh, sure, yes. Oh, come on, certainly.
Commander, mind if I shuttle him back to the senior ship?
You're still on furlong.
Thank you. And thank you all, and I'm sorry for all the trouble I may have put you through. Thank you.
Good luck.
Now, about that betting system.
Are you sure the fall can't be worked out?
Positive. Unless you cheat. I once knew a three-handed dealer in Pinyas.
Fleeing from the Cylon tyranny, the last battle star, Galactica, leads a ragtag fugitive fleet on a lonely quest. A shining planet known as Earth.